Pablo Reyes Morales' dream to serve in the United States military was stoked when he was in high school.
When I saw the slogan for the Navy and it said, "A global force for good," I was instantly interested.
But that dream shattered when Reyes Morales attempted to enlist. He says it wasn't until that moment that he learned he was undocumented and therefore unable to serve the country.
When I came out of the office of the Navy, I cried. My dad is a very proud person. I've never seen him cry, but the time he cried with me and he told me he was sorry that he had never told me before.
Reyes Morales counts himself among the ranks of the Dream Army, or young, undocumented people who are currently barred from serving in the U.S. military. Dream refers to the Federal Dream Act, which would permit certain immigrant students who grew up in the U.S. to gain a path to citizenship if they go to college or serve in the U.S. military. The bill was first introduced in Washington in 2001, but has failed to pass several times since then. Reyes Morales, now a student at West Hills College Lemoore, recently spoke with reporters in Hanford. He explained that his interest in joining the Navy is not solely motivated by his desire to become a U.S. citizen.
I'm not doing it because I want something for me, but I'm doing it because I want to give something back.
He has already obtained a temporary work permit through a federal policy called Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. This policy, announced by the Department of Homeland Security last summer, allows certain young, undocumented people to remain in the country and work, but it doesn't provide a path to citizenship, and recipients can't join the military.
I want to give back to a country that raised me, basically. I want to make sure that they know that even though we weren't born here, we're patriotic. We want to serve the U.S.
Cesar Vargas says that's the case for thousands of other young, undocumented people. He is the director of the Dream Action Coalition, a national organization that advocates for the right to citizenship for immigrant youth.
For many of us, it's about a commitment to the country that has given us so much.
Vargas came to the U.S. from Mexico when he was 5. Today, he is a law school graduate and is interested in becoming a military lawyer.
I live in New York City, and 9/11 for me was very personal. It was so close to me, and I actually attempted to enlist right after 9/11, but of course I couldn't because they told me that I could not because of my status.
Reyes Morales and Vargas and other members of their grassroots army are urging President Obama to sign an executive order that would update the military's enlistment policy to allow those who have qualified for deferred action to be able to join the service. They are pushing for comprehensive immigration reform as well. A solution could also come through legislation.
This really needs to be seen as a national security issue first, and an immigration issue second. And it's a national security issue because the fact is that we need more qualified applicants to apply for the military, to strengthen our armed forces.
That's Republican Congressman Mike Kaufman of Colorado. Last week, he introduced a bill that would make it possible for young people who gain a work permit under the deferred action policy, like Reyes Morales and Vargas, to enlist in the military and gain a path to citizenship.
Now, I think the greatest expression of citizenship in a country is in this country is serving the military. And I think it's great to have these young people who are not yet American citizens willing to serve. And so let's give them an opportunity to serve.
Last week, a group of senators and President Obama laid out separate plans for comprehensive immigration reform. Neither explicitly addressed whether young people who qualified for the deferred action policy could serve in the military. But the president's plan does propose that young, undocumented people who go to college or serve honorably in the armed forces for at least 2 years should be given, quote, an expedited opportunity to earn their citizenship. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Plevin.